Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all.
Take a look at our own 2018 roster of Adam Cincirillo, Austin Faulkner, Garrett Marchbanks, and Martin Davalos. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
All right, Mitch Payton, San Diego. Good night for Kawasaki. Good night for Monster Energy Pro Circuit. Pro Circuit Pulpcast. First off, Marchbanks, from the first stop of practice, was sending it and clearly comfy in the mud.
And he said that today. Like, I guess he likes the mud.
Clearly.
So that was amazing. And then in the heat race, I thought he had a pretty good start. And then the first turn, reached up for tear off or whatever, and he went down, so he was in the back. And then he went down and got stuck under his bike, and I'm like, then he's going to the LCQ, and I'm like, this isn't good. Because if you don't get a good start, you know what happens.
He's on the outside.
So you're screwed. So I thought it wasn't good, and then he rode really good, and then, but he still started outside. And then in the main event, I would say maybe 10th to 15th around the first turn, and then ditched his goggles in the second turn.
All recipes for success.
And I'm like, oh, that's a bad idea. And like, because they said it on the radio, I didn't see it. And I'm like, dude, like, why did he do that? And then, but he pulled it together and rode really good, and he didn't fall, and he rode really good.
Yeah. Last week I said, Adam's exciting, and you're like, we don't want that. That's not good. He's been boring the last 2 weeks, and it's worked out.
Well, we don't want him to try to get, like, once again, get the lead and try to check out too far. Like, even when he was jumping the finish line jump, I'm like, I don't know. Like, are you sure you got that? Yeah. And obviously he did, but, like, just get the lead and, like, get a comfortable gap and, like, just don't try to run away from everybody. And I think he did that tonight. Like, and it was difficult. Like, he made a lot of little squirrely mistakes and stuff like that, but I really think he's in good shape, and I think that helps him not crash like he used to. And I think if he doesn't try to run away from everybody and try to, like, get the biggest lead, I think that helps him a ton too.
You know, if he wins this thing, I expect your number one reply to everyone and anyone will be like, oh yeah, it's on the West Coast here all year, just like all my guys. He stayed out west, rode with us, trained with us, and now he wins, and that's how you do it. You stay out west. I'm never letting anybody else ever again in the history of Pro Circuit to go out east. That will be what you'll say.
No, that's not true, because, you know, like when Ricky rode for us, he was from Florida.
No, but Ricky is the one. You can't, don't you said, no. Pick anybody else.
No, but other guys that are, James did it. He was from Florida, and, like, it's hard to uproot their whole family and move to California just because we want them around us.
You just picked the two best riders in the history of the sport ever. What about everyone else?
Yeah, that's difficult. But anyway, so it has helped. But actually, to be honest with you, Nick Way's been working with him. So Nick actually is day-to-day with him. And I think just a different... Yeah, you guys too. Just having Nick around him, for whatever reason, they gel well together. They work together, and they work on a lot of technique and stuff. And they're not just burning laps and, like, ripping laps and doing all that. And, like, it just seems like, for whatever reason, it seems better. And, like, he's happy. We're happy with it. And, like, it...
No, everyone just has to stay west, which is what you always want them to do. Everyone has to stay out west.
Well, I'm good with them being out here for the winter, so we know that they're ready. And then once outdoors starts, I know that I want them out here more than they ever have been. And if they're not out here, like, we gave them two choices. We wanted them to go to Carmichael's or be in California. And I think those are two great places, because I know Jeannie runs a really solid program, and I think she controls it. Like, Martine's down there, and Joey's there, so they ride together all the time, and I trust what they do there, and I like that. And if not, I want them to be out here. I know Robbie works with Austin, but we wanted a little more from that, and, like, I think they're working harder. I think Austin's worked harder this year than he's ever worked.
I don't know how to put this delicately, but, okay, I love Nick Way. I worked for him 1 year as a mechanic. You had him for many years. This Adam Cincirillo Nick Way thing is working. I'm surprised a little bit because Nick, how do I say this nicely, is a bit of a head case, or was a bit of a head case. But, I mean, I used to move his bars 1 millimeter up, 1 millimeter back, all that stuff. You know that stuff as well as I do.
Yeah.
So, but for whatever reason, you know, he's working great, and obviously maybe he's doing a little bit of things that I should have been like this, Nick is, when I race. I don't know, but it's working. Maybe that's a dick thing to say.
No, I think that's probably a lot of the case. I think a guy like Nick was a guy that was always searching, like he did it with me. Like it would be one moto one thing, one moto another thing, and we'd finally just, no. Like, there's nothing wrong with the bike. But I do believe as Nick got older, I think he got smarter about the technique side to stay still relevant. And I think Nick is really good. Like, what I've seen is Nick's really good at technique and the video stuff. And, like, if you talk to somebody, that's one thing. But if you have video, then you can show it to them. Then they can't deny it, right? So I think he's really good at that, and he's been good with him. And for whatever reason, it works out really good. I don't know that he's the toughest guy on him, but I don't think he needs that. And I think we're trying to keep it, like, on a level in between. And it seems to be good for him.
Less Allen around. I don't know if that's on purpose. I don't know if they had a blowout. I don't really know the whole, but a little bit more independence from Adam than he's ever had probably in his racing career.
Well, he decided this year that he wanted that. Like, he wanted to try to, like, be his own guy. And obviously, I believe his dad had a major impact for where the kid is to this day. And, like, I still like his dad. I still like the mom. Everybody, we're all happy. But I think he wants to, you know, it's his time. He wants to try to grow up, and he wants to attempt to do it on his own. And then, you know, then it's a single, like, it's my fault if I don't do it. And then I think for whatever reason, that's what he wants to try. And, like, it right now, I can't deny it seems like it's good. But, you know, I think his mom and his dad had a lot to do with getting him here. And I think that's important. And I think, you know, I know he loves both of them, and I think that's super important.
So next week we're in Minneapolis. Is 2019 the year of the Marty?
Marty and Austin are coming. It's a real deal. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's real.
I can't wait. I mean, I hope he gets it done.
It's the year of Marty and Austin. Both of them. I think they're both going to be awesome. And I don't know who else to expect. Who do we have over there?
Alex Martin.
We have Alex Martin.
Sexton
is going to be fast.
Cooper.
Justin Cooper is going to be fast. And then...
Jordan Smith.
Oh, Jordan Smith will be fast. Yep. Because he's been really good.
Alex Martin. Are we gonna make a bet on this? Alex Martin versus Marty Davalos, East Coast?
I like Jeremy and Alex both, but... If I pick Supercross, Marty's going to beat Alex, no problem.
We'll see.
Should we put the bet right now?
I mean, the only way I would make...
I offered you a bet. You turned it down.
That's too much money for me.
That's how confident I was.
Very confident you are. We'll see. We'll check it out.
How about we do...
It's got to be like end of the season results, because that's where I'm banking on Marty to be a little inconsistent.
I'm not worried about that. How about we just do... I'll make it easy on you. Why don't we do... You have to come to my shop and buy me lunch. And if I don't, I got to drive to Vegas and do the pulp show.
I like it. Okay, you're on. Right. You know what? I'll come to the shop. I'll buy you lunch. And, like, I'll sweep up or something.
Do air filters.
Fine.
I don't want you to do my air filters. You probably forgot how to do them. You're like, I don't remember.
Right. All right, I'll just buy you lunch. But
just lunch. In and out.
Okay.
That's easy.
Fantastic.
I drive there and we do pulp.
Okay. It's a deal. End of the season. Whoever finishes who, no injury clauses, no anything. Just end of the season.
No insurance policies.
Yeah.
No. That's what it is.
It's on. All right, Mitch. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.